Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I wanted to share this with you today, and I know we're headed into the holidays, and we're not there yet, but as I walk around the little town I live in, there are already wreaths that are lit and trees that are up, and Christmas is here, and it seems like it comes sooner every year. But I am so excited about Christmas. I feel like a little kid as we head into this time of year. But today, let's talk about Jesus and how he came as a poor Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." Jesus was poor. He owned nothing, and yet he had everything he needed. He borrowed boats, donkeys. He borrowed food and lodging. He lived on borrowed time. Then he died and was buried in a borrowed tomb. And the Son of God was born from a virgin and buried in a virgin tomb. Jesus the Lord voluntarily gave up his riches in glory in exchange for the poverty of the mankind here on earth, for me and for you. You see, grace comes at a great expense of Jesus giving up all for all people. You see, when I think about what makes Christmas special, the older I get, is not the decorations, and it's not even the family that comes together, although that's wonderful. It is the simple fact that I realize Jesus left the glory and the splendor of heaven to come and be born into this nasty, filthy world and set into a trough that was designed to feed cattle. And he did that for me, and he did that for you. I mean, think about that. The riches of God's grace and the forgiveness are the true riches of Christmas. They're the true riches of the holiday season. Any other riches that compete with Jesus' riches are idols of insecurity. You know what? It's better for us to be poor in the eyes of the world and remain rich in the eyes of God. It's futile to chase the undependable wealth of this world when we can rest and revel in the riches of seeking first the kingdom of God. Christ's simple life compels us to live uncomplicated lives for him, and yet most of our lives are extraordinarily complicated. Listen to James chapter 2, verse 5, where the scripture says, "Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?" I want to encourage you, enter into this holiday season as Thanksgiving is right around the corner with the wonder and the awe of making your Christmas more simple, making your holiday season more simplistic, so that you might never allow all of the trappings of this world and the Christmas it offers to overwhelm the poor Jesus who came to unleash all of the grace and the life eternal for us. And I encourage you to just join us for all the things happening at Sugar Hill Church, including join us as we wrap it up this year at Sugar Hill Church. It's been a pretty amazing year of mission and ministry. And when I think of the thousands of people that this church has had the opportunity to serve and the opportunity to expand are just limitless. But that's going to require a passionate and compassionate heart for our community and faithful sacrificial givers as we try to raise $550,000 in the last 7 weeks of 2016. You know what? Jesus came from riches to enter into our poor and pathetic world so that he could die and raise from the dead and go back to a place of splendor to create a home for us. How can we not give? How can we not be generous? How can we not be grateful in this time of year? God bless you. We're going to have a great time during these holidays at Sugar Hill Church, and we hope you'll join us for everything and anything going on. God bless you. Have a great day.